I'm Carlos Virgen, and this is The Storyline, produced by The Day in New London, Connecticut. Groton education reporter Erica Moser on Tuesday was at Fitch High School when the Deputy Lord Mayor of Westminster and the London New Year's Day Parade and Festival Executive Director were presenting an invitation to the marching band and choir to perform at the 2019 parade. The parade was founded 32 years ago, and it draws 8,000 participants and around 630,000 spectators.
Tuesday was a regal day at Robert E. Fitch High School in Groton as two officials from London, not New London, but the original London, paid a visit. Westminster City Councillor Robert Davis, who also has the title of Deputy Lord Mayor, came with Bob Bone, Executive Director of New London's New Year's Day Parade and Festival, to present a formal invitation. They were inviting the marching band and chamber choir at Fitch High School to perform in the 2019 Parade and Festival.
I can tell you that after tough and a thorough selection process to ensure that the parade only comprises of the very best, I have with me the formal invitation to invite you all to come to London and participate in the 2019 London Parade and Festival, an honour bestowed on very few high schools in the United States. So will you accept?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to read you the invitation. It says, in recognition of a reputation for outstanding performance abilities, the patrons, that's me, and the organising committee of London's New Year's Day Parade and Festival, that's Bob, in association with Youth Music of the World, the City of Westminster, the Lieutenancy of Greater London, and the London Mayor's Association, take great pleasure in extending an invitation to the Robert E. Fitch High School Bands, Connecticut, United States of America, to participate in the 33rd annual New Year's Day Parade and Festival to be held in London, England, between the 27th of December 2018 and the 3rd of January 2019.
And Andrew LaFave, director of bands at the high school, said he found out about the parade opportunity in the summer.
Back in the summer, the marching band was invited to participate in the London New Year's Day Parade. It's an invitation only. We were selected through recommendation through Bands of America. And once I found that out, I realized that there were other opportunities. There's an entire concert series for a concert band choir. And we just kind of moved forward with the travel agency from there, kind of proceeding as an entire department.
His guess is that 75 to 100 students will go on the trip, which is expected to cost $3,000 per student. Deposits are due this December, and he's putting together information for parents. He expects to organize fundraisers and look into grants or local business support to help with travel costs. Andrew LaFave is not sure yet what the band will be performing, but he did say that festival organizers said they prefer Fitch to do Americana rather than the work of British composers. At the official invitation ceremony on Tuesday, Robert Davis and Bob Bone got a live taste of the marching band and choir.
You were excellent. If that's work in progress, I hate to think how, terrible word this, awesome or awesome you're going to be when the show's finished.
Prior to the band's performance, the auditorium at Fitch High School was silent as Deputy Lord Mayor Davis walked in wearing his official garb. I later asked him to describe what he was wearing and its significance.
And I'm wearing the mayoral robes, I'm also wearing the chains of office. We, our mayors, wear chains with the badges hanging from it, which have the symbol of the city. So we have the coat of arms of the City of Westminster on my badge, and these chains. This is one of the modern chains. We have four chains that the Lord Mayor and the Deputy can choose to wear. I've brought with me, travelling so far, the less valuable one, because I didn't want to be responsible for bringing over one worth hundreds of thousands of dollars and solid gold, and then I didn't want to go down as the Lord Mayor that lost them. So they're in the safe back in London, and I'm travelling with the lighter the chains that are not so valuable, still important historically, but not as valuable. But we wear them all day, and every day when we're on official duties. It's the traditions of London and Britain, and it signifies you're a mayor. And the red robes I'm wearing with ermine, this is the fur around it is ermine, again, that we wear on formal occasions. I wouldn't wear this every day, but it's, and then white, I'm wearing white gloves, and the reason I wear white gloves is when I vote in meetings of the city council, it shows that my vote has not been bought. They're virgin white, which means they're clean and pure and have not been corrupted.
Along with presenting the formal invitation, Davis also talked about the history of the Westminster City Council, and he rattled off some celebrities and historical icons he's met. The Queen, of course, along with Nelson Mandela, Robert De Niro, Andrew Lloyd Webber, the Spice Girls, and One Direction. That last one got the loudest reaction from the high school students. He also presented gifts, a plate made for the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II, and cufflinks. And after the ceremony, he was off to board a plane to Wisconsin to present his next invitation. One Fitch student planning on attending the 2019 London New Year's Day Parade and Festival is Charlena Holloway, a junior who was the drum major in the marching band.
What was your reaction when you first heard about the invitation to the parade?
I was psyched. I was so excited. I felt like it was, like, surreal. I'm still really shocked by it because I've always wanted to go to London since I was really little. It's just, like, amazing that we get an opportunity to do this.
And what are you excited about for going to London?
Mostly performing, because I love performing in band. I love just music in general, and it's like a great opportunity, especially for Fitch High School.
And what do you think this will bring to the students of Fitch High School and then the music programs in general?
I think that it'll definitely be like of a promotion for Fitch High School. Like, I feel like kids will want to join more often now. Like, they'd all be interested in going to London or in something similar. Maybe not London, but like a different city. And it's a good experience for anyone who does do the music program.
Charlena exemplifies the kind of excitement that choir and orchestra director John Frescarelli sees in his students, and he thinks the ceremony on Tuesday went a long way in inspiring the students further.
I think the element of travel is one of those things that changes people. So it really is one of those things that is, you know, sort of broadens the educational experience. So get out of your hometown and go and see how other people live and how other cultures function. And so I'm really excited for the whole package, all that it'll do in terms of camaraderie, but the element of travel is huge.